In 2008, the most discussed clinical research issue in colorectal cancer is the use of KRAS and EGFR antibodies, and I met with Dr. Len Saltz for his take on this fascinating development. Dr. Saltz began our conversation by commenting on the KRAS analysis presented by Eric Van Cutsem at the ASCO plenary session.
The CRYSTAL trial was a 1,200-patient study that investigated frontline addition of cetuximab to a standard FOLFIRI regimen. So half the patients got FOLFIRI and half the patients got FOLFIRI plus cetuximab. The outcome of that study was technically positive, but in my opinion, it was a bit disappointing. The progression-free survival, which was the pre-specified primary endpoint, was improved in the overall study to a statistically significant degree with a p-value of 0.048. But the actual improvement in progression-free survival was 27 days. And I think that that raises the question of what is a clinically significant improvement versus what is a statistically significant improvement. It's also, in my opinion, appropriate to consider both the incremental toxicity and the incremental cost in trying to decide both on an individual and on a societal basis, is the addition of cetuximab, quote-unquote, worth it? The cost is many tens of thousands of dollars per patient. We don't have to get into the exact number because it depends where you are and how long you treat for and so on, but it's a substantial amount of money. And before we even get bogged down on that, I'm very concerned that the skin toxicity of cetuximab has been underappreciated both by myself and others in terms of what a significant impediment it is to the quality of life of a patient. I've had patients that have really given very poignant descriptions of how it's interfered with their lives. The rash can be painful or itchy, and then the paronychial crackings, the sort of paper cut feelings on the fingers and toes, can become painful for those patients for whom it happens. So what the CRYSTAL study said is that one can use cetuximab with frontline therapy and that the progression-free survival is statistically significantly better. My interpretation, however, is that for the overall population, the incremental toxicity and probably the incremental cost are hard to justify.